Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to another live edition of News Hour, coming all the way direct from Edmonton Green. We are at Edmonton Shopping Center, Edmonton Green, here in London, at the meeting of the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in the United Kingdom, wherever you are. Once again, welcome you. This is Radio Biafra on this day. Today is the 7th, is that correct? The 7th day of December in the year of our Lord 2013. And we are still counting down to the end of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It is 24 more days to go, I presume. 24 more days to go to the official end of the zoo. We welcome you wherever you are. We say good morning. As always, we say good afternoon. We say good evening. And we say good morning to some of you, especially those in the Far East. That this is Radio Biafra, your host and director, Nnamdi Kanu, who, by the very special grace of God, will remain a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you once again to our program. Bryce Mames is here with me, so is Carol Monday, and a few Biafrans. The address we are giving our blame barrister for that is a bit confusing, but we know that people are coming down their way down here, and they will be able to find it. We are at Edmonton Green. The Market Square is called. Upstairs is where we are this very evening, broadcasting to the whole world. Please, once again, go to www.radiobiafra.co. You can join us by going to www.peopleofbiafra.org. or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Any of those platforms you go to, including also our app, you should be able to find us. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Please, we will ask you once again to go and tell your friends and your family. We do apologize for our late start this very evening. It's because we were moved away from our studios. We are outside. We are bringing you live broadcast from the venue of our meeting here in Edmonton Green in London. We are the Biafrans in the United Kingdom. The indigenous people of Biafra here are hosting this very radio station today on our broadcast to the whole world. We welcome you. But before I go any further to bring you the news headlines and accompanying your news summary, please remember, please, to join us during our live interactive session. We will tell you when to call us. But more importantly, please tell your friends and your family, those around you, to join Radio Biafra. Please, barrister, you will greet our people. They've been waiting. We are late, so you must have by apologizing to us. First of all, for giving us a confusing address, and then you tell them that we're coming late. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody, wherever you are, fellow Biafrans, fellow friends, those who have the interest of Biafrans at heart. We are here once again this evening, and of course, if you know Edmonton Green, that's where we are. The address given to you is a good direction of how to get here, except if you know Edmonton Green already, then you don't need the address. Well, however, we are starting a bit late. We apologize for starting late. And we'll be here, as usual, to have interactions with you and for you to bring your pen and paper and put it down before you so that you can learn, as usual. We will teach you and we learn from you. Good evening.
Thank you very much, barrister. And please, Carol Monday, you will acknowledge our people and also the rest of the people in this very wonderful occasion today. Please, go ahead. Go ahead. It's on. Yeah, go ahead.
Good evening.
No, you've turned it off. That's it.
It's live?
Yeah.
Good evening, the world, whether it's good morning, good afternoon, or good evening in the world. We're coming live from Enfield. I think the broadcast was slightly delayed today.
It's Edmonton Green. Is that Enfield?
Edmonton.
Is it Enfield? Is Edmonton Enfield?
Is Edmonton in Enfield,
is
in
it?
London. Yeah, this is what my sat-nav said on the way here,
okay.
Although we're slightly delayed in broadcast today. And history is being made. In 24 days, the end of Nigeria happens. And in fact, it's a funny month because this is the only month with 5 Fridays, 5 Saturdays, and 5 Sundays. It only happens in 823 years in history. So
I think
the stars are moving. It's definitely a memorial month when it ends Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We will now go around. We are still expecting people to be here. Our people are notoriously late. It is in our nature. Maybe we were very late when Lugard came. That's why he came in and conquered us. We were very late. When they told us that they had landed somewhere in Port Harcourt, we were late to respond to it. That's why we were conquered. You will go around and give us your names, please, and where you come from. This is Radio Biafra, starting from the beginning. You give us your name and where you come from. Your village, Bikebe Isepota. Eba Amoroye.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Okechukwu Nta. I'm from Aruchukwu, Abia State.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, night, wherever you might be in the world. My name is Valentine Oswal. I'm from Abaja in Wanga, local government area, Imo State.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And the next person.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. My name is Nnaboike Nnaded from Akwete Ndoke in Biafra land.
Thank you very much, Akwete Ndoke. Thank you very much.
Good evening, good morning. My name is Anayen Nodem from Umuziko.
From Olu, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Olu people are having a function today. Are you going at home? They are partying today. No, you're...
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Mr. Ogochukwu Onyemelukwe. I'm from Apuno Newichi, Newi, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The next person, please.
Greetings, fellow Biafrans. My name is Maazi Uchenna Onyema. I am from Amasu Village, Arochukwu. I am the coordinator of Biafrans in United Kingdom. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, my good people of Biafran. My name is Nnamdi Nweze from Enugu State.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Where in Enugu State, please?
I'm from Ngo.
Ngo. Ngo is very good. From Ono's place, yes? Ono's village. That's very good. Go ahead, yes.
Yeah, good evening, people of Biafra. My name is Festus Anekwe. I'm from Adaba in Enugu State of Biafra. And I happen to be the PRO of Biafrans in United Kingdom. Welcome to today's edition.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's our PRO. They've been working very hard. They have been working very, very hard, both the coordinator and the PRO, to make sure that the message of Biafra is taken to all ends of the earth. We would not hesitate any further. We shall go to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary before I invite Barrister Mamezu to please delve into it by way of analysis to give us his understanding of the news we are presenting today. What we are saying, and we will continue to say, is that this radio station, unlike any other, is incorruptible. We are incorruptible. That is where we're going to get Biafra. And we shall do so in truth and honesty, because there is no other reason why we exist. We are not alive to do any other thing than to bring about the restoration of not only the sovereignty, but also the integrity of the Republic of Biafra. That is where we exist. It's an option we give to Nigerian people. If they refuse to allow us to go in peace, we will leave the place in pieces. We will destroy Nigeria. We are very, very serious about it, and we don't want people to misunderstand us or misread us when things will start happening. Nigeria must allow us to go, because Luger did not seek permission from anybody before coming into our territory, and we don't need anybody's permission before we can leave. But we want to be as law-abiding as possible. We want to be as civilized as possible. Where they make our exit impossible, then we make their own life impossible as well. That is the promise we're making to them. This is Radio Biafra. On this very day, once again, the seventh day, this is still the 7th of December in the year of our Lord 2013, we are reporting this very evening that we are exposing the Yoruba media hypocrisy as Fashola's 610 million naira bulletproof cars arrives in Lagos without any hint, no condemnation from the Yoruba media. But they were busy attacking Stella Odua. Fashola, Babatunde Fashola, the governor, the Yoruba governor of Lagos State, the deporter of Igbo people from Lagos, imported two bulletproof Range Rover cars worth 610 million naira. We are also bringing to your attention that the ignorant or deluded article calls for a two-party system, 24 days to the end of the zoo as we know it. We are also reporting on an expose. There is a mountain in Kaduna where all these criminals go to confer, where they go to seek political power. What that means is irrelevant to me, but that is where they go to. That shows the type of mindset that they have. And also in 2015, Jonathan on a charm offensive as SSS makes Junaid Mohammed a scapegoat. We are also bringing to your attention that if Nigeria should continue, which is most unlikely, APC assures defecting lawmakers automatic 2015 ticket only in the zoo will such nonsense happen. And also, Igbo leaders met. They commenced their consultation in regards to the national confab, the national dialogue, and also the APC Senator, in fact, we won't even bother going to them. I think we've reported on them enough. And now the news in detail. We are bringing to your attention today that the affront to journalism, which is the Yoruba media machinery, continues to shamelessly discard and disregard objectivity when reporting supposed misdeeds by politicians from other ethnic nationalities within the soon-to-expire contraption called Nigeria, while keeping mute when it comes to corruption perpetrated by Yoruba politicians. Contrast the vitriolic coverage of Aviation Minister Stella Odua's purchase of bulletproof cars and the almost deafening silence from the same media quarters when their tribesman, Alhaji Babatunde Fashola, the Lagos State Governor, imported foreign-built bulletproof cars, costing twice as much as those allegedly bought by Stella Odua, yet Yorubas said nothing about it. Only Radio Biafra is reporting it and giving it the much-needed attention because they are hypocrites and we must continue to expose them. Former Vice President Atiku Abubakar has called for the reintroduction of a two-party system in Nigeria. Atiku made the call while fielding questions from journalists in Ado-Ekiti on Friday when he paid a courtesy call on Governor Kayode Fayemi in his office. He said it was not good for the nation's democracy for one party to be too big and too strong while others are weak and small. According to him, the recent merger of the defunct New People's Democratic Party with the All Progressives Congress APC was a welcome development and a sign of growing democracy. According to him, I welcome the merger. It is good for our democracy. I have always supported two-party system. He always observed that the nation was gradually moving towards true and stronger democracy. He said, we are eventually moving towards a two-party system in this country. We need two strong parties, not one big party with the other very small ones. Kaduna apparently is leaving no stone unturned in their bid to clinch political positions in the 2015 general elections. Politicians from all walks of life are now trooping daily to a prophet. I can't read this. It's amazing. They are trooping to a prophet on a mountain in Kaduna. What a prophet is doing in a mountain in Kaduna is beyond me, but let's continue. They are trooping on a mountain in Kaduna to seek power to win elections. They go to the mountain at dusk under the cover of the night for prayers and blessings for smooth sail in the upcoming general elections, leaving at dawn after a hectic all-night prayer session. The holy... Barrister, I can't read this because it's making me to laugh, seriously. The holy mountain, a holy mountain in Kaduna, amazing. The holy mountain located off Patrick Ibrahim Yakowa Way in the eastern flank of the Kaduna metropolis is a beehive of activities, particularly on Fridays when people go there to seek deliverance during vigil. Amazing. Only in the zoo. Nigeria's secret police, the state security service, on Friday interrogated Junaid Mohammed, a staunch critic of President Goodluck Jonathan and the federal government, over inciting comments credited to him. The politician was reportedly summoned to the SSS headquarters in Abuja, where he was squeezed for several hours over comments credited to him suggesting there would be violence should President Jonathan stand for re-election. A source in the SSS claimed Mr. Junaid told investigators he was misquoted out of context and that he would not do anything to undermine the peace and security of his own country. The sources also went further to say that he was cautioned and then released after he gave an undertaking to refrain from making incendiary comments in the future. We are also bringing to your attention today that some of the faces of the merger includes, they are talking about these people that merged. It's not important to us. Let us go to more important news, which is our position on the confab. A cross-section of Igbo leaders in the Southeast Geopolitical Zone met in Enugu on Thursday to build a consensus in preparation for the proposed national dialogue. Speaking during the Igbo Political Summit organized by the Southeast People's Development Association, the national chairman of the association, Sam Egwu, said it was to harmonize a common and strong voice at the confab. Mr. Egwu, a former governor of Ebonyi State, said the summit would also draw a roadmap for the 2015 general elections. We want to come together so that we can have a common voice on issues concerning our zone at the forthcoming national conference. We do not want a situation where the zone will have divided opinions. Other zones are working tirelessly over this issue, so we want to harmonize the position of the Southeast, he said.
Also speaking, the president of Ohane Zendi Bogari, Igariwe, lamented, it must be noticed, the lack of cooperation among some Igbo leaders over the conference. He pledged to work with the stakeholders from other zones to ensure that the confab is a success. That is the news we are bringing today, including our headlines as well. On the 7th day of December in the year 2013, when we have only 24 more days. Is that correct? 24 more days to the expiry of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, wherever you are. Once again, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. We once again apologize for starting very late, but that this is your radio station, wherever you are in the world, you should and ought to be able to receive us by going to any of our websites. If one is disturbing you or you cannot get through, you go to the other one. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director, for the news you just read. And all I hope for is that the transmitter goes home quickly and as soon as we could.
You didn't say a word, Ed, which means that maybe I didn't read it.
No, because you skipped some areas. You did not fully take the whole story. Anyway, however, the ones you did, let's take it as it is. Yes, all I was saying is that if our transmitter goes home, then of course those who are still participating in this confab, it becomes a different story. But whilst we are still waiting for the transmitter to go home, our Igbo leaders are still collecting bribe and deciding and undeciding which fab that stands and what they will do about it and what they will do with Jonathan and what they will not do with the Northerners. And the Northerners are seriously busy going to the mountains, praying and looking for the face of prophet, like last time our brother said we should look seek for the face of Jesus. Prophet, that's exactly what these Northerners are doing. They're going up to the mountain, seeking for the face of Allah, so that they will win the 2015 election. It's quite ironical that the Hausas are still bent on leading the Biafrans. I don't know what they see in trying to hang on and lead those who say, please, we don't want your leadership anymore. It's like it has to be a force. Whether you like it or not, we must rule you. And if the rulership has been beneficial to the Biafrans, or in fact, in particularly to the Igbos who are well entrenched in the north, then we could say, yes, oh, arguably, you've done well for us. Arguably, you've looked after us. But all we have received from the hands of the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, and the Yorubas, our wickedness, evil, being given to us like we're wearing it like cloth. Everything has been imposed upon us, whether we like it or not. And they are still talking about 2015. We are saying no, go home, Northerners. You stay in your territory. Let the Yorubas rule themselves. We don't want your leadership anymore. The Igbos are capable. Director, this is what I speak to you off air before we come on air, that we should listen to the voice of Odenigbo before we can start our program, so that our people will know where we are coming from, that we have ruled ourselves before, that we have the best democracy before we are conquered by Lugard and his people. So we're supposed to educate our people, remind our people where we are, because our people have lost their position, they have lost their situation and what they used to be in life. All we have been getting is Yoruba media, Hausas, the way life has to be for us, the way we should live. We have forgotten where we started, that we are far more better than these people who are ruling us and guiding us and telling us their own story. Imagine Stella Odua's case. Imagine there's no Radio Biafra. How would we know that Fatshola has even imported two armored cars? And the Yorubas are not talking about it.
No, they won't.
And our people will see it. They'll dance to their tone. This is what amazes me. But thank God Radio Biafra is here to rewrite the story the Yoruba House of Fulani Boko Haram have written for us, to make us believe them. And in fact, we tend to argue our own people. If they're going to tell our people this is how things are supposed to be, we will argue with him. We'll tell him he's wrong. But if it's written by a Yoruba man, yes, that is the best. Yes, they are right. So it's good that we have Radio Biafra. And thank God we can now tell our stories, say how it is, and say how it should be. Director, even if you have to put the voice of Odenigbo 30 minutes before we finish, I'll be very grateful.
Yes,
so that our people will know that we have our own crown. We have our own leaders who reigned for nearly how many thousand years?
Even all the empires that lasted as little as they lasted, none has ever lasted more than in Re. Our own crown, where we started from, but it was disorganized, it was disrupted, it was removed. And now we are crawling, trying to get up back where we were before. And what is making us do that? Radio Biafra. Some people say to you, the Igbos are no longer together. Yes, you are right, but we've made it possible so that the Igbos are coming together. We made it possible that we bought a transmitter, costing us how much? Over £100,000. The Igbos are coming together. Biafrans are coming together. Look at, we said we are meeting today in Edmonton. Some people are coming all the way from Blackwall area, South London, West London, coming to one place. Otherwise, nothing will bring them, because majority are working. Some have left their workplaces to come and hear what Biafrans are saying. And yet somebody will tell you the Igbos are not together. If anybody says that to you, if you can have a way, pull their ear out, because we are working together. We are handling things together. We will come together, and together we'll build Biafra. That is where we are going back. For too far too long, we've left the Hausa and the Yorubas to sing our song, to decide our faith, to tell us how we should live. The Igbos, we are more than capable of deciding our destiny. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Once again, if you're joining us, we must apologize for having started very late. Not too late, though. I think around about 10, quarter past the hour of 6 p.m. this very evening. Whatever you are, once again, we're welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. There are people trooping in. We'll come to you to give us your name and where you come from, your village. It's very important to us that this is Radio Biafra. Please, Carol, what do you make of what we're presenting today, please?
Yeah, it amazes me that in Nigeria they take 70% of your money and then go out and buy bulletproof cars. Not one, but two bulletproof Jeeps. Naira 610 million when mothers and children are selling their children because they're so hungry in the streets. That's the kind of government that's running Nigeria. The North Kaduna Mountains, they've gone to pray. This amazes me. The Hausa, when they want a Christian out of their property, they go to them and they send them a letter and say, this is your eviction notice. Get out or start saying your prayers. So I'm glad that they're practicing what they preach, because that transmitter is not if it's coming, it's when it's coming, and it's on its way. And they know, and they've gone to the mountains because they need to say their prayers, because we're evicting them out of eastern Nigeria.
Thank you very much. It's out of Biafra land. We don't have a truck with Nigeria. We must make it very clear. If they refuse us a peaceful exit, we'll destroy the country. We've been saying this every evening, and we must continue saying it until it drums into their heads and their senses that they understand how serious we are. We are very, very fanatical when it comes to our country. We will do anything to preserve our integrity, our honor as a people. As Odenibo said yesterday, barrister, we were very wonderful people, very peaceful until they came and told us that God is spirit. Our king then told them that God is not a spirit, that they had committed an abomination, that God is creation. All you see around you is God, is the manifestation of the presence of God on this earth. That was when they knew that we knew more than them. They decided to ask him to come to court to disgrace him. And that was how they entered our land and gave us nonsense, ceramic rubbish to bow down and kneel down before, to worship idol, which is why God has been dealing with us up until this day. Until we extricate ourselves from the zoo, we will continue to die. And that's what we're here to do, to bring an end to that era of shame and humiliation. We have suffered enough, and we cannot suffer any longer. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us once again, if anybody has anything to say amongst the crowd, you're more than welcome to raise your hand and say it, because very shortly we shall be going to the lines to go and take calls. Please, if you may. Yes, please, give him the microphone. Yes, that one, yeah. Take it.
My beloved Biafrans, I greet you all in Jesus' name. I'm not going to speak my word. I'm going to speak the word of Chineke Abiama, Obasi Bineni Igwe, the creator. If I tell you who you are now, you start crying. You are the heir of God, the first son of I'm sorry to use, if I ever say God again, please correct me. You are the first son of Chineke Abiama. Before I continue, if you are Boko Haram or terrorists, or if you are in Iraq, anywhere in the world, whether in Amish or in Kuwait or Iraq or in Nigeria, anywhere you are, please listen. This is truth. This is a moment of truth. This radio is created to say the truth. We are the first and first and the first son. We are the son of the soil. Everything you see today comes from Biafra land. Any good thing you see today. Our father, that is his name, Chineke Abiama, did not make create us to suffer the way we are suffering today. I will tell you how everything started. If you give me time, I will tell you all how the world and how everything started. Because the very first day I came to this place, I'm a Christian, I'm a born again. Not only born again, I fear Chineke. Or Basibine Nigwe. Because when I say Chineke, the creator, Chineke is a creator. It's not God. I will tell you why it's not God. And when I tell you finish, I'm not going to confuse you. You will accept the truth. Because when you know the truth, the Bible says that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. If you are hearing me, if you are from any Biafra land, the only thing that can save you now in this world, in this life, is accepting that you are a Biafra. And when you accept as yourself, if you give yourself to Biafra, if you accept that you are from Biafra, anything I tell you now will have a meaning into you. Biafra have come to rule the world. Biafra is supposed to be in a world superpower. The people that are supposed to move and make peace to the world. I will tell you how everything started, if you want. I will tell you how everything started. And our father, the test of son. Before I continue, if you are a Biafra man, woman, you are not supposed to suffer. And you are not meant to die. If I say any lie, you guys, all of you Biafra, bear me a witness. Most of our people did not see death. If a Muslim man believes in prophet, he doesn't supposed to touch anybody Biafra. Biafra people, they are not meant to be killed. They are not meant to be killed. They are the prophet. They are the heir of God. I will tell you how the world started, how everything started. They are the heir of God. Not God, I'm sorry, Chineke Abiama, the creator.
Yeah, because other people are going to speak. Tell us the difference between God and Chineke Abiama, please. So others can speak as well.
I'm loaded.
We'll come.
I'm loaded. I'm loaded.
I know you are.
When they came, they brought God.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I will even tell you how they came in. You are not me. I will tell you how they came in. The spirit of our father is very stronger than any spirit, anybody, anything in this life. He started to shed tears. You don't know when you start this journey, and you don't know why your name is named. It's to reverse those truth unto truth. That truth must be reversed. They will tell the truth. Our father, when he starts departing from us, is where they bring God. That was a confusion. I have my dictionary here. That God you see have different meaning. Why I call you people from Somalia, people from Iraq, anywhere in the world, Biafra people are the people our father gave the wisdom to put peace in the world, not these people, not the principalities and powers that rule the world. That ammunition and arm you see today is a demon that suck innocent blood. I will tell you how the thing started. Our people are the people, the wise men that went to do Omugo when Jesus Christ was born. I will tell you how everything started and how everything, where the confusion came. We send our two brothers. If I tell you this, you will doubt me. You will doubt me, but I have a proof in anything I'm saying. I came with my Bible, and I have a Quran in the phone I'm having, and I have Bible amplifier. If there's any question that is mystery to you, I will give you the answer. That is why I came with all this. Because anything that is hidden is now open. Why our father, the test of song, made this to be, where these children, where they kill these children. These people came with witches and wizards that suck innocent blood. It's not God. God means a lot of things.
Yes.
Our God is Chineke Obiama.
Yes.
Onyama, let me tell you, people of Biafra, any day you wake up in the morning, you don't know why our fathers, they pray in the morning. I will tell you everything. When you wake up in the morning, you see sun. Just start thanking God and say, God, face that sun and raise your hand there. That is where your map, where you came from.
Yes.
That is where you came from, the test of sun. When this, let me tell you, this wise man and everything, how it happened. Allah, you see today, we are the people that bless them.
I will come to you in a minute. There are people calling. I love your lecture. It's very good. But let us try and take this call, please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, I'm Philip. I'm calling from River State.
From where in River State? There are many places called River State. Where are you at this moment?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Where are you in River State? Where are you?
Okay, I'm calling from the River Junction in River State.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. I want to make an announcement.
Go ahead.
For all our brothers all over the world that is coming back home for this Christmas. Everybody, being a Biafran Igbo man, you make sure that all your children, your wife, come back home. Hello?
We are listening. It's not us. It's the noise around you. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. You are telling us, do you say we should come with the children or not to come with them? I don't understand. Should we come with the kids or leave them here?
All our brothers living in all part of the world, part of the Nigeria, should come back to the Biafra land.
We should come this Christmas. Are you asking us to come home?
Hello. Can you hear me clear?
I can hear you, but can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's cracking. Your voice is cracking.
Okay. I do apologize.
We are making an announcement to all our Biafrans, all the part of the world, to send their children, their wives, from land.
Why?
From January 1st, anything can happen in Nigeria.
Okay.
Are you hearing me clear?
Yes, we can hear you, and we have heard you. We have heard you. You've asked us to come home and we will try and come home. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. They want us to go home. I don't know if it's to prepare us for kidnappers or to go and for anything very special. You know, we are the only people that migrate like birds. Between now and 4th of January, Igbo people would have migrated more than any other race on this earth. We would receive over 10 million people going home. Do you people know that? In and out. The only other species of the animal kingdom that does that is the bird. You know Shekeleke? You know the bird called Shekeleke? Eh? During Hamatan, you see it traveling to somewhere else. Do you know Shekeleke? Yeah. We used to wave at it. You know, we grew up in the village. We used to wave at it when it's going. We say if you wave at it, you get something white on your... we don't know its lack of calcium in the body. We say it's Shekeleke that gave it to us. Our people migrate without any sense or reason or rhyme. Let's take this call again, please. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We are good evening from here anyway. Your name and where you are?
My name is Akujeze Mbajogo from Chicago.
The great man himself. Please go ahead. We are listening. We are going to get a double dose. Yesterday was a day, but today is Akujeze. Wonderful. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you. Let me just say a little thanks to the Almighty, because this is about 12 our time here. And just a fully compassionate Okike, God on high, to all our loved ones who have entered eternity so that we may live, those killed in the streets, in their homes, in their schools, in their places of worship, in marketplaces, even those who ran into the police stations to be protected, but were hugged down. God, receive them in your bosom. All this we have in your own holy name. Chukwu Abiamu. Thank you. He said. My fellow dear friends, today, the 7th December 2013, is 24 days away from the date of 31st December 2013, when the legality of Nigeria ceases. We use this opportunity to remind all the world, especially the corrupt leadership of Nigeria, that the contraption ends as a legal entity, as suggested by Mr. Lugard himself, the creator of the evil states, on this date, 31st December 2013. Praise and good luck, Ebelemi Jonathan. You have the opportunity to write yourself into the annals of history. If you choose to be bold, to be forthright, and statesmanlike, you must now act to preserve lives rather than materials. President, good luck. Please embrace the truth like other statesmen who find themselves in circumstances as these. The truth is that the obvious truth that this configuration and contraption was built on false foundation without consultation, that the configuration is not sustainable and must be dismantled immediately in an atmosphere where assets and liability are shared, that the present situation demands that the properties of lives of our people be protected, that Nigeria involve United Nations to create safe corridor in all the Northern Sharia states to see to the safe evacuation of citizens of Biafra and others who want to relocate their abode peacefully. That all Biafran citizens must be ready to archive
digitally the papers of their properties, investments, including their bank accounts, for safekeeping. The government now existing in territories of Biafra must begin to provide the infrastructure to accommodate their citizens who are now forced out by the presence of terrorism in their midst. The opportunity now exists for Nigeria to commence the countdown. Make no mistake about it. We are now determined as ever to free ourselves from what has become for us a hell on earth. A lawless, shared, unjust society. President Goodluck needs to be reminded that a house like Nigeria, built on a foundation of social injustice, selective denial of human rights of a group, and evil application of containment policy, based on who they are, can never be sustained. It is time for this inhuman experiment to end immediately. Since 1970 to date, attacks that began since 1945 has continued. These attacks, mayhem, crimes of murder, arson, pillage, looting, luxury, and battery in homes, churches, schools, markets, on the streets, even when people run into police stations, have continued by soldiers, policemen, fellow ordinary citizens. It is therefore for these and others that we insist that Biafrans have no future in Nigeria. We must now restore our sovereignty, for there is nothing whatsoever that is attractive for us to renew on the presence and on the continued existence of that contraption. Our lives can't be left in the hands of the perpetrators of these gruesome crimes. Already, the civilized world has begun to see the fraud that is called Nigeria. We take consolation that the situation in Nigeria was similar in some sham contraptions as well. The leaders of Soviet Union, Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia displayed the same dull attitude to the wishes of the people. But eventually, they saw the light of day and dismantled that burden. Today, the people are living in peace as good neighbors. This same fate must befall Nigeria. The time and period for a fraudulent nationhood is far gone. This 21st century is a century for freedom through democratic dispensation and governance. For example, a country that pays its legislators 30 million naira a month while it's teaching, and people instead of educating have future, is uncared for, has a misplaced priority. We have waited for this long. Go on. Mutana, Obasanjo, Buhari, Babangida, Abacha, Shoikong, Abubakar, Obasanjo, Yaradua, and now, after 45 years of rulership, Jonathan, nothing is getting better, but rather worse. We call on the international community not to treat the needs with a blind eye. The corruption, lawlessness, human suffering, and violence now rampant in Nigeria cannot be allowed to continue. We ask to maintain the unjust status quo is in itself criminal and against humanity. President Jonathan, Nigeria is a sham and must be dismantled. It has outlived its legality. We appeal to the world at large that Biafrans are looking forward to a future where we can live a life that allows for self-fulfillment of our gifted and acquired potentials within the various traditions we find ourselves. We do not want to belong to an uplift society in which parents are killed, their businesses taken by the Council of Fulani Yoruba, their daughters are forcibly removed and forced into marriages against their tradition, their culture, and religion. The Africans do not want to depend entirely on other nations of the world for survival. Fellow the Africans, we must do our part. We therefore must not rest until every Biafran, Anan, Efik, Eket, Ibibio, Igbo, Ogosian, Oron, Ijon, and others who claim Biafran as their heritage have achieved our Biafran dream of freedom, preservation of cultural values, and protection of properties and self-fulfillment. The present realities in this abomination called Nigeria should serve to drive home to us the foresight, the vision, and the promise that is Biafra. Fellow Biafrans, for 45 long days, we have waited, hoping that our circumstances would change for better. We have prayed for this long in churches that these circumstances get better. But no, they have worsened. Our Biafran infrastructure in a carefully designed policy have been allowed to decay and collapse. Our children are without jobs, no future. Those that find themselves in the north, hunted down and killed. We were therefore caged into this confusion by our inaction. We in Biafra have resolved to reject feudalism and aristocracy. We have embarked upon true democracy and autocracy and the rule of law in the tradition of our ancient forefathers. Those that gave mankind one God. Those that talk about justice, Ezio Kubundo. And those that name human being Mando. We reject evil, crime, and mediocrity and insecurity. We embrace hope, security of lives and properties, the rule of law, meritocracy, and responsible governance, which must only answer to the people. We call on all to join us to build this Republic of Biafra. The state of Biafra will be built on the principle of strong moral character. Traditionally, the people of Biafra are the only people in this world with the principle of Nso Anan. Itself, Anan Nso, where Okike itself manifested itself during the presence of our ancient forefathers. They treated human beings and nature around them with respect and love. They developed statues that retained and preserved these attributes for thousands of years. Sadly, like entropy, Sharia law, and evil nature, chaos has spread because of our presence in Nigeria. Fellow Biafrans, we must now re-embrace our nature, which is honor and truthfulness. We must reject corruption, giving and taking of bribes, stealing of government, public money, or property. We must not cheat. We must be patriotic, freedom-loving, and stand resolutely against any forms of injustice, oppression, and victimization. For that has always been our tradition. We must be progressive and must never slavishly obey any evil laws designed to enslave us further. The state of Biafra will be built on the principle of honest, trustworthy, and exemplary leadership. A Biafran leadership, as the selfless servant of the people, must remain so at all times. May Tuku Adeyama give us these men and women of wisdom, of conviction, and of fearlessness. Ndi Ndu, what Ndi Ochichi, as was done in the past. Forward march of Biafran. Hail Biafra, the land of justice. Hail Biafra, the land of freedom. May God guide and protect all those fighting for Biafra, one people, same mind, under one God. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. That was Dr. Justin Akujieze from Chicago in the United States of America. I don't know what to say. I don't know who can follow after that. He's spoken very eloquently, as always. Yesterday we had Odenigbo, and today we have Dr. Justin Akujieze, which is quite moving and very compelling. That goes to show that a lot of things are beginning to happen in our lives, even as our brother was speaking as well. You know, there's a saying, so that's why when he was speaking in tongues, I wanted to let him continue, because we can have a prophet here, who knows? And we want to promote our own, not because it's not Adeboye or Adebola. It's very important we do so. Now, this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are transmitting live and direct from London, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we welcome you. You must continue to tell people about us and what we are doing. We are here in a gathering, in a meeting in North London, under the auspices of Biafra in the United Kingdom. Barrister Mamis is hosting us. I'm sure Akwesi Kwelimeriaba, you cooked. Yes, we asked him to do so, and he did so. We are here to make sure that this message of Biafra is being propagated all around the world. You know one funny thing? If you go to the Nigerian media since the past 8 days, nobody has spoken about Stella Odu anymore. Do you know that? Do you know why that is the case? Because there is Radio Biafra. We don't know who she is, and we don't want to know who she is. But any time you threaten our people, you threaten our interests, we'll come against you like a ton of bricks. I'm sure today Tinubu is regretting the day he was born. We are going to deal with all of them one after the other. Fashola imported bulletproof cars, nobody is talking. Stella Odua did the same thing, because he stopped Yoruba people from making 15 and a half billion naira from a 600 million naira contract. That's why they want her killed. They want to impugn her integrity and force her to resign from office. The same Yoruba people, Fashola did worse. He imported two cars, costing nearly three times what Stella Odua spent. And Yorubas are quiet. That is how dubious and duplicitous they are. And that is why I despise them. I hate them with a passion, because they are the problem we are having. The barrister, I don't know why they have Lord Adeboye, Adebola at House of Lords. Do you know why you have them there? They're eating and dining with Yoruba people. Because they came here to take certificates from them to claim that they're going to serve white people. That is why you have Ogboni and Grand Lodge. That is their link to this very country, to Freemason. That is why they give them everything. People don't know that. Go and look at the insignia of Ogboni, Reformed Ogboni Fraternity. You look at the insignia of Grand Lodge, you will see it. They even acknowledge that the overall Grand Master is His Royal Majesty. No, sorry, the Duke of Kent? What's his title again? His Royal somebody, His Royal Highness, the Duke of Kent. You know he is the Grand Master for Freemasonry, you know that? In this country?
Yes.
And you know that Ogboni is affiliated to Freemasonry, do you know that? You know that Grand Lodge back home is affiliated to Freemasonry in this country. It's because we don't bow down before any man. That is why you don't get such calls where we come from. Because we believe we are all equal before God. And God is the supreme being. No other human being except from Chukwu Abiyama. And he is our God. Please, Barrister, go ahead if you have anything to say.
Director, I thought that you want a continuation of our introduction earlier. Before this, my brother was...
when he gets to, if they want to speak, of course, we can see that Dr. Zokwe is here with the family, as always. Mm. Very dedicated. It's from now that we begin to know those who are Biafrans and those who are not. When they are to remain, we will now begin to find out. Because Biafrans, we never relent. We don't retreat and we don't surrender. We are going to get Biafra. So when it gets to their turn to speak, then they tell us who they are, and then we continue. My dear brother, we'll give you 2 more minutes, please, to round up, because there are other people that want to speak, and then we'll go to the line. Please, 2 minutes.
No. 4 days lecture. No.
It wouldn't be today. It wouldn't be today.
It would because be today. There are confusion in my life.
It wouldn't be today.
Because by the time I started this, I said, it's almost 4 days now. So that is why I told you that if you have any question, I'm ready. I will give you any answer, the real answer to any question. Because I cannot come on air and start talking what I don't know. Oh, yeah, but now I go no la. What you neck and one nemo. Onye metu na nwa agunula mbechanye ya bia ya gbanoso nwa agunula ezi nwa chineke nwanne mu onye metu na nwa agunula nula mbenanye ya bia ya gbanoso. Why I'm saying all this is because most of you don't know who you are. By the time you know who you are and the spirit they use in catching you, you will claim Biafra. Niger earlier, let me tell you the truth, because this is a moment of truth. Biafra language is a heavenly language. It's the first language that existed in this life. When I tell you something, that's why somebody calling, take much time. You need to give me more time. Because if I start telling you how everything started, it's over for, even this, some of my colleagues told me that somebody's supposed to be writing when I'm talking. Because when I'm talking, I talk. And anything he said, let me tell you, you talk about oil. You see cancer? We are going to cure cancer. If you're still alive and you have cancer, when Biafra come, you will not die. Amen. If you are still fighting war, when Biafra come, there will be peace. Amen. These people you see today, they call themselves world power. They are in trouble. This is the moment of truth, because their time have expired. If you doubt, I will give you any history you want. I'm not going to go far and give you history. And any history I give you is true. Because when I give you the history, I will tell you how it happened. And when I tell you how it happened, I will tell you where you will find it. Why I told you guys that the Biafra language is the first language that existed in life, because I will give you two or one before anything. Any baby that is born in this life, first language he speaks is Biafra language. That is the language that our Heavenly Father understands. That is the language that spirit understand. If you doubt me, I will tell you why. And I will give you one. If you want, I'll give you more.
Please give us, do we have an example? Of
yes. Like? Any baby you born, the first language that baby understands is mama. That is mama. I will tell you why it's like that. The mother that give birth to you, which other name do you give it? Is it not in there?
Yes.
And that is not true. Why we speak the heavenly language? I will tell you more why we speak the heavenly language. The language that our Father, the Almighty Creator, understand. When he was given them, let me tell you what destroy us. I will tell you what things that destroy us. Why are our language is one of the first language that existed in this life. Because, Latins, the Romans, because of the peace we make, that is when they come in. They try to come in. But let me not go there. Let me tell you why ne is not the truth. When Biafra man was given that name to the world, all the whole names you see today in this life, they covered it. Untold stories will be told, because this is the moment of truth. Why is mama? We call it mama. Why every baby call it mama? Nne is the name we gave to animals to differentiate them. Can you call Nne mama?
No.
This is number one. You can't differentiate. This is mama or Coco.
Please, can we take this? Can we take this? I love this lecture.
I said 4 days. 4 days. You will write. Hello? You will cry. Yes.
We have a caller on the phone, please. Your name and Hello? Where you are. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Obinna. I'm calling from Pakistan.
Obinna from Pakistan. Please go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Mandy, I thank you, Imam Mezi, and all the rest of the people over there. So please, because we have a lot of things to do today. We have a lecture for you to analyze today. I want to hear the voice of Imam Mezi, Dr. Sokwe, and other people. This guy, this our person, yeah, he can drop that in a CD and post it to Radio Biafra site. We can go there and listen. Hence his 4 days lecture. Please, we have heard from our, let us hear from other people, please. Not that I'm trying to bring him down or shut him off, but at least let us hear from other people, please, because we don't have much time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. You will, as they have said, you will give us this, your lecture. I enjoy it. I like it. I like the bit about Mamokoko. It's brilliant. I love it. So please pass him the mic. And Dr. Zokwe is here as well, please. They want to hear his voice as well, please.
Yes. Okay, hello. Valo Suala here.
Yes.
I greet all Biafrans all over the world, wherever you are. Let me start, if you permit me, that just to sing Biafran anthem.
You can, yeah.
Okay. Because I like the way he brought the melody of me some song.
Is it the original anthem or yeah, the patriotic song?
The original one.
The original anthem.
Yeah, first anthem.
Please go ahead.
Land of the rising sun, we love and cherish. Beloved homeland of our brave heroes, we must defend our lives or we shall perish. We shall protect our hearts from all our foes. But if the prize is death for all we hold dear, then let us die without a shred of fear.
I like that. I like it. Yes, go ahead.
I just want to go back to the news you read about somebody saying they want to go back to the two-party system. For me, it just shows you how confused the people that we've been looking at as leaders and calling them leaders all these years. These are not people. These people can't even find their nose in a dark room. Because Babangida, when he was there, used the whole of the country to make an experiment. Have you people forgotten the Social Democratic Party and the National Republican Convention? Baba Ghana Kingigwe was the chairman of the SDP, and Ikimi was that of NRC.
You hold on to your thoughts once we take this call. That's the only people that can interrupt, not me, but our listeners. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Thanks. This is Chika Nyeboka calling from Antwerp, Belgium.
Yes, please.
Good evening. Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Director, and on the board of Radio Biafra. I couldn't get through. The internet only giving me national anthem since I've been tuning it in. So
yeah, can you go to another site? Can you go to People of Biafra? Can you go to another site? Go to People of Biafra. You can hear us there, or you go to Indigenous People of Biafra. Any of the other sites will.
Yeah, we're in the two sites anywhere, but I spend almost 45 minutes trying to know if I can get through to the news, but not then. I left for an appointment. I'm on my way now, and then I tried to call to know if Radio Biafra is on the air. That's why I called.
Yes, we are. But we are on air.
I'm not home anymore. But what I tried to make about today is, I don't know what's going on actually about today, but what I can saw in the site in the morning, what I went to the site in the morning time, what actually fixed my mind is about all these millions of Nigerian money for one single car because you need a protection because you cannot even protect the other citizens of the zoo. So I really wonder why all these positions are so bad. To the extent they don't even care about nothing. Only what they care is always how they have to protect their own life and their families. What about my own family? Does it mean that I'm an Igbo man, a Nigerian, an Igbo man with a passport and a key, justice, but not even a key to be free? Or even a justice when I go to court to be even having a reasonable court system to free me as a Biafra man? Does it actually mean that I cannot live life as a Biafran? Director, We are going home very, very soon. We can't wait for this no more, director. In fact, I cannot speak too much because yesterday you talked about speaking two minutes. It's all right. I cannot talk much because I'm already in the street, director. I will try to go home then and call back again. Let me not talk that to talk because I'm in the street. I don't want to shout.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that, and continue listening, my brother. I don't know if we've interrupted you. May go on, please.
Like I was saying, the SPD then, if we go back down memory lane, was Baba Ganaki Ngigwe, which we know how he turned out to become the vice president to the late Abiola. When Abiola was incarcerated, the same man ruled with Abacha as External Affairs Minister. And then Tommy Kimi now is in the APC. The whole thing is just total confusion. Now, Atiku is saying that we are going to go back to two-party system. They are all confused. The only thing for us as Biafrans is to come out and contribute our own quota and spread the news wherever you are, irrespective of whatever challenges you face, because you're going to come across Biafrans that will make you regret doing the job of spreading the news. But it's just few. They are very few. We all have to get up, do whatever we can do. And, you know, I said to myself, I must come today and be in the midst of my fellow Biafrans, though I'm a bit sad in the sense that on Thursday I got the news from South Africa that my kid brother was murdered.
Oh.
And the police have still made some arrests. This was a young guy that I thought we helped to get him out so that he could get some, look for greener pasture. The greener pasture, he has not found it. He didn't see it. Just like I've been gallivanting from one continent to another. I know how old I am now. I know many Biafrans everywhere where they are doing the same. And many fall every day. When I go on the website and I see pictures of those bodies of Biafrans killed, is it in India, the ones in Malaysia, wherever they may be, and you begin to see why it is important for us to do what we can to liberate and free ourselves. The late Nelson Mandela is being celebrated, his life is being celebrated all over the world. He was once called a terrorist. He was once labeled a terrorist. He was once painted all manner, no kinds of names to belittle him. But world leaders, every one of them, is now celebrating his life and the lessons he taught the world. As we have started, so many of those who are enjoying from our cry, our pains, will not want us to succeed. They will put obstacles. But we have to look at the life of Mandela and use it as an emulate it. Let us do whatever we can do, no matter how little, every day. Try to tell someone. Try to let people know. You are a Biafran. I am a Biafran. Our kids are Biafrans. The only way our kids will have a better life is if we get Biafra. If not, it's going to be a vicious circle again for them. And that is one thing that even if I die getting Biafra, my kids have a better life, I will be happy. My brother has died. I can't get him back. May so rest in peace. Yeah. But I just hope that all Biafrans, where they are, wherever you find yourself, stand up and be counted so that we can go and restore Biafra back. God bless Biafra and all Biafrans. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. It's rather quite disheartening. It's quite interesting as well. That very poignantly you brought us back to the reason why we do what we do. The reason why we want to get Biafra is not for some sort of novelty purpose. Is to fulfill all righteousness that is correct, but also to make sure that we minimize to the best extent that we can all this needless loss of lives. Our people are running. Isn't it ironic that the oil that sustains the zoo comes from our land, and yet we are outside doing all manner of things to be able to survive? Now we've lost this young man. The young man is dead. Dead, never to come back again. The reason why he died is because of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, nothing more, nothing less. He's dead, never to come back. And in his village, there is oil coming out of the ground. In his village where he comes from, people are using his money to buy armored vehicles worth over 600 million. Over 600 million to buy armored vehicles. The money came from our land, and our children are dying. They are being killed in South Africa. They are jumping from 19th floor of high-rise blocks in Malaysia to their death. They are chasing them all around in China, and they are killing them. And people are telling me I should be law-abiding in Nigeria. People are telling me that Nigeria should survive when our people are dying. Every blessed day. Do you know how many have died on their way to Libya and Algeria to come to Europe? Do you know how many? My own very close friend from my village, Okechukwu. He died trying to go on a rickety boat to Gabon. Drowned in the Atlantic, gone forever. People are dying every blessed day. Even as we are scrambling home for Christmas, we are going to die also on the road. There will be accidents and we will die. And people are telling us that there should be a place called Nigeria. People are still not certain about Biafra. They are still asking you, why are you looking for Biafra? Sometimes, maybe it's a good thing they don't have guns in this country. If you ask me why I need Biafra, then I will kill you first of all. Then you understand why I need Biafra. Some people can be so stupid. We are here running out of our homes. Children dying all over the world. And people are wondering, why do you still need Biafra? Please, Wilson.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Dr. Wilson. I know sometimes some people may ask what kind of doctor I am. Although doctor is not only where you have injection or whatever. My own doctor is my own knowledge. You know, where my point will go today is our sisters. What I'm seeing, I'm getting more fanatic. The more I see the situation of our sisters at home, I'm getting more fanatic. When I put something in Facebook, I see some of our people keep on mocking me, those who don't know what it's all about. When I see what is happening to our sisters, we know that our sister is well preserved. A lot of things are happening. They are dying. Many are turned to be prostitutes everywhere. I shame when I see Igbo women, our girls, not only Igbo, Akwa Ibons. Sometimes I do cry for Akwa Ibons as well. I spoke with some of them on the line recently. I know before it is very difficult for you to see a lapse of an Igbo woman. But these days, our women are just like trash. I told you, Nandekan, when we were doing this program in Igbo language, I say, first of all, we need to fight war within ourselves before we will meet the enemies. Then we will know how many we are.
Of course.
When they said they kidnapped Nkiru or whatever, I told you that Nkiru we are not kidnapped. This is a game. It's a game. I told you about. You know what I'm. You yes, know where I'm course. Going to.
Yeah. And who is Nkiru? Nkiru is the actor.
The Ungwa girl or whatever.
Sylvanus.
Yeah.
The all one those being used to entertain Hausa people.
Yeah, to entertain Hausa people to get ticket to presidential whatever.
That is correct.
Yeah. You know. So.
That's Rochas is a pimp. Pimping out Igbo girls to
now you can see to now you can people. Now you can see now he can do anything to put you to become Islam. Do you think that baby factory he is not aware about it?
No, but it's donation to Hausa people.
Can, one Hausa yeah. are they are landing now in Owerri taking babies going home. They can do anything. They are trying to mix us because they find out that we have a very strong barrier which nobody can break that. They look one way or the other. They can bring an Hausa man to impregnate about 40 girls to mix our culture, to mix. That's confuse us.
Because I'm wondering how Igbo men with job can be lining up impregnating 16, 17 year olds. Maybe it's Hausa people they bring them
you
know? Down.
So I'm saying again, we are hitting again, Nandekano, you will raise this matter very soon to our parents, those who put their daughters in a high price of wedding or whatever. Some people they keep their they born like four daughters. I have four daughters now. I'm father of five. In every family now, girls are many more than boys. Please let us stand up, please. It's getting too much. This is no longer the time they say, oh, I'll use Chioma to make the defense of my house. I'll use Kelechi to roof my house. I'll use this one to do plastering. My sister was given at the rate of 12 naira. My father told our in-law, say, my friend, I don't want this girl to be naked. I want to see her shining like a woman. Please, we need to touch this. Because a lot of our brothers here, we are many here, many guys, we are here. Not all of them we marry at home due to the situation they put on us. Many we marry here. Those girls, they are remaining there. They have no any adoption.
But here is cheaper now. It's only one wedding. There so, back home, you do a bank, you start dancing from 12 o'clock in the afternoon till 12 midnight.
So
then after that, you go to church. Only one human being.
So
too much.
Where I'm going, we need to do something. It's getting out of hand. We are be crying, oh, they take our sister, go to Nupe, to Alaji, whatever. But we are causing this problem.
That's true.
We are creating this problem. Our daughters are there, many. Boys, rise up. Let us go home and marry them. We need to marry them so that our culture will remain. It will begin a cycle. Because the more we are losing there, you are correcting here, the other side are losing.
That's true.
We need war, and I'm warning our elders. They have to be very, very careful. We are coming. We are coming. Not only that we are coming, when the radio land, even the bird that hear that radio will rise up against the person who put that bird inside the cage. We are coming. Let me hold my word at the corner.
I like what you're saying. It's very interesting. Let's go to the line and take this call, please. I believe we have a caller on the line on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. My name is Clifford Iraya, and I am from Arundi Oyemobi in Oguta in Biafra land, presently living in Houston, Texas.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. That's our U.S. representative, and this is Radio Biafra. You may proceed.
Yes, thank you, Director, and I greet everybody right there with you, including my own very brother, Dr. Ozokwe.
Yes.
I want to inform Biafrans that the Treasury Committee has have been fully constituted. We have had our inaugural meeting, and we've realized one thing, that it is not going to be a free ride in terms of the project we are carrying on. This is going to be financially and capital intensive. So we will need financial support, significant financial support. We deliver on our promises. We said we are going to have a transmitter, and people came out and, you know, brought out their financial support, and now we have the transmitter. The transmitter has to go home to Biafra land. It has to be installed, has to be commissioned, and has to be working. And I know that the commissioning of that transmitter will be the tipping point. It will be the game changer. But we have to bring it into fruition. And I know, I believe that once that is done, we'll be able to get support, because, you know, our people, they sometimes like to see before they believe. So I am kind of giving advance notice to Biafrans all over the world that we will be reaching out to you. We will need your support. We need massive input of financial support to be able to execute this project. There are several other things that will be done behind the scene, and they are all going to be capital intensive. That's what I want to report for now, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. But if we keep waiting, Barrister is here. If legally we cannot raise these funds, maybe we'll try something illegal, because we can't wait. Because we need to raise these funds, and we must be free from the zoo. There is no way on this earth we are going to continue the way things are. It can't continue again like this. We must try and change it, or else many more will die. You know, remember when I said that everybody will be affected in this thing? Did I tell you that? That the state of the zoo, each and all of us will be affected one after the other. The reason why the brother died is because the brother was in South Africa. If he was home working, let's say in the Ministry of Finance or Justice or Agri or whatever it is, he would still be alive till today. We are dying all over the place. Do you know how many of us are in prison outside? Do you know how many are in prison in China alone? It's over 20,000. Go and ask them, they will tell you. Not even here, where we are today. Go to the prison now and ask them now. They will tell you. Do use the Freedom of Information Act. Write to them and say, how many people from Biafra land, by which we mean for the Eastern Nigeria, is in the British prison? They will respond to you. Is the law. They say if you ask them a question, they will respond to you. They will tell you. Yet our people don't understand. That is why we need this spirit. We need this. God has to minister to some people, direct, to tell them that what we are doing is very, very serious. This is Radio Biafra. Dr. Uzokwe, please give him the microphone. They want to hear his voice. You give him the microphone, please.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. I was a bit late because I have two functions today. Today is our end of year party, Uguta people in the United Kingdom. So I had to dress up for that occasion. And my wife had already gone because she was involved in a number of, you know, activities. She was one of the organizers. So, well, with regard to the Biafran struggle, I've always believed that our most important equipment is the transmitter. And all efforts should gear towards how to get this transmitter to go back home and be installed, so that it will start working. Because I believe that as soon as that is done, that our fight may be halfway through. That's number one. I was reading from the Biafra website about the Ohanaeze and the so-called Igbo leaders, because I don't really see them as such anyway. I'm sorry to say that, with their red cap and so on and so forth. Trying to meet in at Enugu to adopt a common position for the national conference. The question I keep asking is, what are they thinking about? If they want to know whether Nigeria is one or should be one, they should put on that their red cap and go and walk in the street of the north and see if they will be alive. You cannot be talking about one Nigeria when your people cannot live safely in another part of that country. So, you see, I don't know whether it's because they are afraid or because of the type of corruption in Nigeria, they want to talk in a way that makes it such that Nigeria would recognize them and say, yeah, this man is our man, and then give them money. Because this is the way I'm seeing it. See, when you look at these men, there is no man of honor in that country any longer. I don't know if there is no one at all. Because when I look at Mandela, may he rest in peace.
Amen.
When I look at him, the way he went to prison, the way he came out, the way he forgave his oppressors, and finally the way he went and became president for one term and stepped down, and how he dresses, and the fact that he is not rich, he doesn't have anything.
Five-bedroom bungalow, yes, his father built.
Yes, I start asking.
No upstairs.
Can't these so-called people that call themselves leaders in Nigeria look at that man? In any case, in 2003, I was reading an article or a lecture which was made by Justice Oputa from Oguta, actually. So he was saying that the price, then Nigeria was quite good, because Nigeria gets worse by the day.
Yes.
That the price the political class will pay for not taking care of the masses is that they will not be guaranteed of their security. Mm-hmm. Today, all of them are buying a bulletproof car to protect themselves. But that will not protect them anyway when we come. Well, I don't hope to take much of our time, but the appeal I make to my people, Biafrans, all over the world, is that this struggle should be supported, because I keep looking at my children. They can't speak my language. I've tried my best to teach them, but it's difficult because you're not there with them all the time. And they don't know my culture. And some of them have never been to my village. It is disheartening. If I don't know what will happen to me, because when I leave this planet, I go to my village because I grew up in the village. In fact, I look forward to it. But this was the way we want, if we want to discipline them when they become naughty, we tell them, I'll take you back to... I don't call it Biafra land, I call it Nigeria, because then they will say, Daddy, please, I'm sorry. They will apologize, because they know that Nigeria, there's nothing good about that country.
Well, even the children are afraid.
Yes, they're afraid. They're all of them. You know? So this is the situation. We are in trouble. And some people are looking at, like in my village, there's been some serious problems concerning, you know, there's a dichotomy in the village, you know, very serious unease, unrest. And some people are writing in the paper how they can bring peace, how they can employ vigilante, how they can, and ask members of the community to contribute money for their payments, and so on and so forth. When I read the communication, I've never contributed in that communication, because I just see it as failure of government of Nigeria. That is why communities should be talking about how to employ vigilante groups.
Yes.
It's not, but they are seeing it as a problem of the town, but it's a general problem. And Uda is one of the most blessed towns And I want to use the opportunity to correct Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. My Jubuta produces 62% of oil well in Imo State.
What? 62%?
62%, yes. Ebwema has less, and Izombe.
Ah.
Yes. So that is the correct statistics. The oil Imo State enjoys, 62% is from Uguta.
And how many of you have private jets?
No person, but at us, anybody, I don't know if he has one anyway. So that is that. Thank you. I think let me stop so far.
Thank you very much, Dr. Uzokwe. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You've heard it from the people that actually own the oil well, that the oil they produce is over 60, around about 60%. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Good evening. Turn your system down. Can you hear me?
Private jets.
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Ofebu Chibweze from Idemogwa in Impitolu local government of Imo State.
I like that. And where are you based?
Yeah, I'm based in Malaysia.
Please go ahead. There are wonderful people in Malaysia. Go ahead.
Yes, even right now, I am with Nini right now.
That's very good. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
All right, what I want to ask is this is about this Rochas Okorocha of somebody. This man, all these things he's doing in Imo State, is there no way that Biafra, as it is now, could send a message to this man? Or is it unlawful or what? Is there no way we could just approach this man and let him know that what he's doing has come to, we have gotten to know what he's doing, and that very soon he's going to be a dead man? Is there no way we could just send a message, or is it not, is it unlawful or what? I just want to know.
Yes.
Because when I read up to all this, what this man is doing, it drives me crazy. I'm just, this thing is driving me crazy every now and then. Is there no way we could just put a stop to, as let this man know that France all over the world has got him to know what he's doing, and that he should go and buy a coffee and keep for his dead, because he will soon be dead.
I share your frustration and that of millions of people, millions of Biafrans worldwide. There is something that people don't know from what this very news was broken by Dr. Wilson. Let's put it that way. What you don't know is that as soon as this man got that girl, paid her money, and started pimping her out, by pimping we mean any Hausa man that comes to her will sleep with Ngiru. As soon as that nonsense started, they started taking our girls by force in the north. They said, okay, that means they're useless. Anybody can go and take them. Because Alhaji will come sleep with Ngiru and go back and tell the other Alhaji, please, if you're going to Imo State, make sure you ask for that girl. She's very good. An Igbo girl kept as a captive in state house, being fed to Hausa people.
And the Hausas, they preserve their own women, and they use roaches have the gods to do. Oh man!
People don't understand what we are facing. Thank you very much. Nobody is happy. Nobody is happy at all. This is Radio Biafra. Please, who else has something to say here? Please, who else has something to say? Please, if you have something to say, raise up your hand and say. We're all depressed. Everybody is depressed. Nobody is happy at all. Nobody is happy. Go ahead.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. Everybody is very, very sad this evening, most especially us in London here, because we have had a lot. Even me, I'm short of words. I don't know what to say, because if we keep on saying this every day, and we're still counting the days down, I believe at the end of this month, Nigeria is going to end. So the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, what next from there? So what do we need to do? Because I've said it before, I'll keep on saying it. If anyone said that Nigeria is good, you ask yourself, how old are you? How many years have you spent in Nigeria? Then how many years does it left for you to leave this planet? because everybody's going to say, oh, I don't want to die young. Nobody knows when you're dying. You might die tomorrow. Okay, like what our brother said some few minutes ago, Val and his brother is late now. It's very, very sad. Even I'm just like crying inside my heart right here.
It's terrible.
We're leaving every... Why am I here? I left Nigeria because things was very, very tough. I got a job. I started a job in UBA. But they did not give me an appointment letter. After 1 week, I was stopped. And tell me that they will get back to me. Then when I look up and down, my dad is not a governor, he's not a senator, I don't know. He's not a society man. So I believe that if he is one of these people, I would have gotten a job. Then I forced myself, I say, I have to go. That is why I'm here today. Then the question we need to ask ourselves is that, are we really mean, or we're going to be staying wherever where we are all over the world? Mm-hmm. And before we're going to come back, people will take over whatever thing
that is left.
That is left down there. Honestly, I know my uncle have been, if not 27, 28 years, he haven't come back. Anytime you told him about Nigeria, he would tell you, no, 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 Nigeria is very, very bad. That he don't need to come back. To come back and do what? That since he can speak to us via phone and everything, he believe everybody's all right. So, if you come down, if you come down, you see things with yourself, you will be crying. Things is not working the way it should be. I don't know when it's going to start working. And some people will start staying there saying that, oh, don't worry, Nigeria is going to be good. I could remember when we used to buy Gary 2 naira. But now you can get that at the rate of 2 naira. You can get it like maybe 2,000 or 1,000 naira. And somebody is telling me Nigeria is going to be good.
And they're going to print 5,000 naira bills
next year.
Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you. It's for them. Nigeria will print for their country.
Nigeria would never, never work. I'll keep on saying it. Anybody that still believes in Nigeria is the dead person. That person is dead. And that is why I believe that we have a lot of people, our Biafrans, that is too stubborn. Even I nearly fight with someone on the train when I was coming, you know. It was Rika Brothers and groups. You know, what they're doing in London is that they're using Biafra in the name of, they want to use Biafra to get paper for people, taking a lot of money, 4,000.
Tell them we'll do so.
And what they're doing, when people come to our meeting, or when you fully accepted, because although everybody is a Biafran, but when you repent from your evil ways from Nigeria and come back home to Biafran land, I believe whatever way you are, you apply a document with indigenous people of Biafra, you're gonna get it.
Of course, you get it.
So what I'm trying to say is that it's our time, you know. We need to like talk to ourselves and say we have no time left anymore. So we have to start packing our things and start getting ready to go home.
Because we are going home.
So this is what I'm going to say now. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to Skype. We have somebody waiting on Skype. You give us your name and where you are, because we are Radio Biafra.
Hello, Nandi. Are you on to me?
I'm on to you. Please turn your system down and speak to us. We are here in Edmonton in London. Go ahead.
Okay, Nandi. My name is Oliver Nwoju.
Yes. Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I'm calling from London.
From London here. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the gentleman that spoke last, before this guy speaking now, he really touched me, because the Biafran National Anthem Wardens is my first time of actually hearing it. It was so touching. Again, I want to let you know, because there's something you said last week when I listened. I'm supposed to be there today with you. But by the time I came back from Heathrow Airport, it was too dark for me to drive, so I decided to waive it until next time. You said that you are going to retire as soon as you know, Biafra is achieved. You do not want to have anything to do with it anymore. You're going to hand over to the people of Biafra.
Absolutely.
After you have achieved your aims of bringing Biafra.
That is correct.
I remember you said that also, that you'll be going to Israel very soon to renew your vow.
That is correct.
Because things are going to change very soon. The hostilities are going to begin. And so you need to renew your vow to Almighty Chukwu Abiama.
Of course, yes.
When you said that, I felt it so much, because you know that it is one thing to get Biafra, and it's another thing to get Biafra rolling on the right rails. If you're going to get Biafra and then leave it to the hands of I don't know who, then I feel discouraged so much. And I know that a lot of people listening to you will feel discouraged, because we are going to be getting Nigerians or Biafrans who will be coming into Biafra from Nigeria. And it is you that also said that anything that Nigeria touches, it corrupts.
Of course.
These Biafrans will be coming in, having been in touch with Nigeria. They have not been sanitized. They have not been cleansed. We need somebody like you, Nandi, who is, God has given you these special qualities to be able to, you know, call a spade a spade. You have a bigger job to do, to be able to welcome these corrupt people into Biafra and then try to put them in the river, give them a thorough washing up, to qualify them to be retrace your steps, if this is what you're planning, really. I know that you are not an 18-year-old boy. I know that you have suffered and continue to suffer for some time until we achieve what we're looking for. And I know that everybody will like to retire. But what is the purpose of fighting a good fight only to hand over the victory to a bunch of sharks that will turn us into such a space or into such a thing that we will become worse than what we were in Nigeria? Please, Nandi, I'd like you to retrace your steps, reassure all of us and those of us who believe that the only thing and the only reason why we want Biafra is because we have suffered a lot in the hands of our captives. We do not want to continue to experience what we have experienced in Nigeria. We'll be coming in from Nigeria into Biafra still not cleansed up. It is the same sharks, the same people with the smell of money all over that you are going to be welcoming into Biafra. You need to set them straight. You need to be steadfast with them when it comes to laws and imprisonment and breakage of laws, so that they know that, yes, this is not going to be a rota continua.
It can't happen. We can't.
This is a different place. This is a different law. It's not just going to be like Nigeria. If it is going to be like Nigeria, Nandi, then we have wasted our time. And I do not press so. Please, do retrace your steps and reassure those of us. I tell you the truth, when I heard it discouraged me quite a lot. And I'm sure so many people are feeling the same way. I thank you so much. I feel very, very low after hearing the Biafran national anthem. It should ginger me up. But the wordings therein, it made me remember a lot of things. Just like the young man who has lost his brother, the youngest brother I have in the family, his name is Sabinus Nwuju. I think he's drowned in the river trying to cross to Europe.
Oh, God.
Same thing happened. These are well-educated gentlemen, you know, trying to find their way through Libya and all that. It's nearly 20 years I have not heard from him.
Oh, God.
So these things are realities. They happen to human beings, to Biafrans. And the world should be ashamed of themselves, because I've seen the world leaders falling over themselves trying to congratulate Mandela because he decided not to, you know, lead his people into rebellion, or, I mean, he decided not to lead his people to go and fight back or to do back what was done to them. This is why they are congratulating him. If he had gone in for revenge, he would have been the worst man in the world. Mm-hmm. We have suffered enough. And it is about time we stand up and take our future into our hands, just like we are doing now. And thank God for your kind of person. We need you there to get Biafra. We need you there to set Biafra straight. We need you there to enjoy your old age and die a happy man, knowing that your children will not have to go through the servitude that you have gone into. Thank you so much, Nandi. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. Thank you very, very much. We have to take a slight break, maybe about 5-10 minutes. I don't know how they managed to identify our IP address, and they're attacking it as always. You know, Yoruba people, that's what they do. They're attacking it. So I think it's been down now for about, less than 50 seconds, and we need to get it started again. So, and we'll get them some music, to listen to some music, and then we'll get started once again. But we've heard what our brother said.
Are you sure you're getting the right information from the right source?
Yes, it is here. Can you see the red line?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what tells you that it's being interfered with. But it's trying to fix itself. That's how it's been programmed to do. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we'll be back in a few seconds. Yes, go on. People can say something if they want to. Yeah, go. It's now. You can continue your preaching. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We lost our transmission intermittently because we're away from our studios. Once again, we welcome you back that we are transmitting live and direct from London to the entirety of humanity. And this is Radio Biafra. As always, you will get us at www.radiobiafra.co or peopleofbiafra.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If everything else fails, you go via our app. If you go to Android Market and also to iTunes, you should be able to find Radio Biafra there. We are welcoming you once again. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. We are here in our meeting in Edmonton Green in the northern part of London. They say it is in Enfield, and I accept because this is not my country. I am only a visitor, in fact, I'm a migrant, an economic migrant. Had things been better where I come from, I would have been there. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, our lines are open. Our phone line is open, so also is our Skype. Our people are here in very great numbers. Of course, they are dwindling because a lot of people have, they've respected us to be here for some time. Although people are meeting not too far from here, I'm sure some of you will be going there to go and leaflet them later on. Once again, this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra, and we are being hosted by Barrister Mamezu, no other person less. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are on this planet Earth. We'll run this program for the next half an hour or thereabout, and then we'll go into our meeting very briefly to then allow people to go and witness Biafra to other people who are partying in various locations around London. Our people are dying. They are giving out our sister as entertainment for Hausa people. They are even coming to impregnate our little girls so they can... Oh, my God, it's terrible. It is terrible. People are dying. Young men dying abroad. Drowning. Some of them starving. Some of them being dehydrated on their way to Europe. all because we are in search of greener pastures. I will reopen this segment by taking this call, after which we shall go here for other people to speak, please. The caller on Skype, you give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, good evening.
Yeah. Good evening, my brother. I'm calling from Senegal.
From Senegal, please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to comment. There is one news that I'm just listening now concerning what outside of people saying, you know, concerning the people's leaders. I just see this just now, you know.
There is too much noise from where you are. You may have to call us back. What did Asare Dokubo say? Please go ahead. I mean, stable now. Sorry?
Yeah, the news. Yeah, I'm saying concerning the news that I read now.
What did you read?
Biafra leaders, you know.
Tell us the news you read. Tell us, we are listening. What is it that you read? What did you read?
Yeah, the news. I think yesterday.
No. When you're sure of, you check and call us back, please. When you're sure of the news, let us know. Does anybody here have anything to say? We have re-established our connection with the world. Who else has something to say? If you have something to say, you call for the microphone. And yeah, I give you 2 minutes, please. Encapsulate, round up, abbreviate, please. Shorten it to 2 minutes only, please. You may proceed.
Hello. My name is Chidebere Noha. I'm from Isu LGR of Imo State of Biafra. It's a kind of question I want to ask to those who believe that through political way we can achieve Biafra, but I don't think it's true. I've heard so many people talking that it's better we keep quiet and put our men in every stage of Biafra land, but I keep arguing with them that those people ruling us as a governor in the eastern in Biafra land, they are not ourselves. They are not northerners. There's no way we can achieve it by that. And so many people have been castigating of what we are doing here. Which I know very well, it's a people which have compromised. I know that very well. During sharing flyers, and I heard so many things, people saying against director, against our organizations. But I don't mind what they are saying, because nobody pushed me to come here. I know that what we are doing is all truth. And again, the question I want to put to them is, where are these governors in Biafra land that have been ruling us all this while, are they houses if they are waiting for us to put our men there? We are their houses. There's no way we can achieve it by that. And again, our people, that's the way they behave. They question everything. I can remember a man, it's an old man, he's been here for 20 something years. You know, when I give him the flyers, what he said to me, I called him. And I said to him, is it because you are in self-exile?
Yes, but that's the...
If you are not... He looked at me, I said, yes, if you are not self-exile, tell me when you will go. Don't tell me the date. Tell me the month you will go back. This struggle it has gone too far, for people to sabotage it. And again, director, if there is a way we can make up another organization which believe in violence and the revenge. I think that's the way we can achieve this quickly. Yes. Our people can keep sabotaging us. That's the way we can achieve it quickly. If we haven't shown an example with a governor or a senator from Biafra land, we can't. Others can't give up.
That is true.
That's my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. But the thing you need to learn is that those who will be against you and what you stand for and what you're doing are those cynics that you met on the street when you're sharing the flyers. That is one thing about some of our people I find quite astonishing. Even the story, if you tell them the story of Valentine Oswala's younger one that died in South Africa, they say, to God be the glory. These are the same people. They don't understand what they're doing anymore. Anything, it's a God be the glory. Let God decide. It's God's wish. I said it before on air when you people went around. I'll say it again here. The white people called us monkeys for a reason. If you said they say a black monkey, it's for a reason. They had their reason for calling us that. Is because there is something called to understand the feasibility of a situation. That you are messed up is for you to realize that your state is so hopeless that you have to keep trying. I have said it when somebody says to you, oh, they have done it before, Masop did this or they did that, Nnamdi Kanu is good. Ask the person, when you tried the first time your wife didn't get pregnant, did you give up? Every night they will keep trying. They keep trying until the wife became pregnant. Is that correct? They run to one church and pray for miracle. It didn't happen, they go to another one. The first church, they will pay tithe. Sure. They will pay offering. They will sow seed. They will say, oh, pastor is not working. They run to another one looking for miracle. But when it comes to Biafra, I have said this thing to people that Biafra is a spiritual calling. We will be only 100. Write it down a piece. 100 people will get Biafra. 100. 100. Gideon went to battle with 300, will defeat his record. What? They killed over 10 million people. For 100 will get it. You remove 3 zeros from it, or 8 or 9 or 10. Only 100 people will get it. People will sneer. It is their job to. After all, why are they here? If they are smart, why are Hausa people playing with their daughter and kill her at her? If they are so intelligent, that tells you how stupid they are. They don't have any brain. An illiterate Hausa person will come sell your oil from Muguta, use it to buy a private jet, and you are here doing security work and cleaning work. If they say, oh, leave them, what they are doing here, Biafra Haneme, and you say you're a human being, then that guy will, you know, this vehicle on the road that sweep the road, you push them under so they'll suck them up and go and dispose them somewhere. They're not worthy to exist. It was because of them we gave up after 3 years of fighting a war. Do you know how many years Sudan fought for? 30 years. That shows that you want that thing very bad. We give them, all of us. That time we're nearly 30, 40 million. Give them, if they want to kill us, there must be one or two people left to continue. But because you will say to yourself, oh, you want me to die so you can, only you will enjoy. Because of that, we all run away. Look at how hopeless we are today. Did Oswala's brother not die in South Africa? The Uju that called, Muju that called. Did the brother not die trying to swim to Europe? But they still died. Are we not, as barrister, are we not all going to die? Is Mandela not dead? I don't know. Is this fear? I don't understand. That, as I said, is this same fear that made Lord Lugard? You know, he only defeated us with only 5,000 men. He came to Ghana and took black people from Ghana, the West Africa Frontier Force from Ghana, to come and conquer us. I think after that, they even went back and took Ghana as well from them. Because they were very intelligent. How many of them left this country to go outside and colonize the whole world? How many of them left? How many? Sometimes you see less than 20 people on a ship. Tell those people telling you rubbish on the streets, this is their mentality. That when Arochukwu fell, they were cutting us off in our thousands and millions. Nobody said anything. Today, what you hear is, oh, Prime Winfrey is Igbo. Of course, we know Michelle Obama is Igbo. Everything you see, in fact, the entire Jamaica, all of them, they're all Igbos. Haiti, the same thing. Anywhere you have, anytime a black American stands up and says, and is fighting the police, go and check the person's background, it must be Igbo. Because we are the only people who do not tolerate injustice. It's in us, natural in us. We will always resist evil. Happened there, and there was at Rimeha. These are people pregnant by Yoruba people. What do you expect from them? You see them, old people, old men, they've been here for nearly 30 years at Brixton Market, at Duston Market, going to buy my that has been in the freezer. They bring from home, you bring agade from home, frozen agade from home. You eat. After a while, you say you're sick. Have you ever heard of anybody freezing agade before? Impossible. I feel sorry for them. This is Radio Biafra. We must. Barrister, what do you have to say?
Today, you know, we heard about Mama Okoko, and now we're talking about frozen agidi.
Go to is that Duston now? You know, at Duston Market, they say, "Oh, I want to eat something to remind me of home." As animal agidi ever is frozen, they like in a microwave. They take and go home. Akara fry, but imported from home. Akara in freezer. Everything in freezer. The day they die, they say, friends, committee of friends, let's buy a coffin and send the idiot home.
Director, thank you.
Please go ahead.
Anyway, we have to come back on track and, of course, say the realities and how it's supposed to be. Our people are afraid of dying, and we are, unfortunately, dying on a daily basis. So it doesn't make any iota of sense that we are afraid to die. And that's why we are running away from our houses, our homes, our villages. Yet, we are dying. It doesn't make sense. Fight back and die one time. And die one time alone. Don't be afraid, because death is inevitable. Wherever you are, you must surely die. For you to be in your homeland, somebody came and sent you away. You are running and then you die. Why not wait? Kill that person and stay in your own land. Rather than running away and then being killed somewhere. Biafrans are all over the world being pursued, killed by police. They don't know your worth. They don't know what you are. They don't know what you represent and what you stand for. But because we are scattered all over the world, you are diminished. You are not respected. You put in a position where you see your demise in front of you. How many people said, my brother died here, my brother died there? Why must it be so? The person who came to take away your land is living a beautiful and peaceful life, enjoying your proceeds, oil coming from your land. Nigerians, get up. Forget your foolishness. Remove your fears out of you. Act as men of valor. Act that you are running with blood as those who are pursuing you. If they kill you, kill them. For all I know, Biafrans do not go looking for somebody to kill. But if anybody is after you, the law says you have the right to defend. And of course, Radio Biafra London is in defense of freedom. Do not kill. That is part of our heritage. Do not covet. Do not steal. Now somebody is doing all those things against you and you're running away. Why and where are you running to? Where you are running to, they are pursuing you there. Most of our men are flying up from upstairs because they had immigration. They are running in a situation they die as a result. You are here. Police are knocking at your door. Some of us will go and hide. Out of running, you die. But you have a homeland that flows with milk and honey. Somebody is sitting in your own land enjoying, buying jets and buying armored cars. And you're running away. Who is who? Who is that person that's sending you away from your land? What can you stand? And fight back. Die or you kill that person. That's the only two things. You either die or the person after you dies. I would rather prefer to die in my own land rather than to run away and then to die for nothing. Doesn't make any sense. Stay in your land and die. Or you kill the person who is after you. That is how you know who is a man. All of you should stop running. And those who are here, come together. Let's go back home. We've died enough. We've been cowards enough. Our people normally say, when you have been pushed to a limit, you rebound, fight back. We have reached that tether.
We have reached that limit, to the end of the world, where you have to fight back or you lose your heritage completely, and your generations to come will never even remember that something called Biafra. If we don't get Biafra this time, all of us will just go and lie on the street, let trailers and cars run on top of us. We don't deserve to live. Why should a man that has one head send you away from your land? Why? He runs blood, he runs water. Remember, if you run away today, tomorrow, the person pursuing you will also pursue you again. Stand and face your fear, and face your fear forever. For Caesar is more dangerous than danger. Don't run away from anybody anymore. We've endured. If we don't get Biafra on the 31st, tell that zoo that, look, you, nothing, none of your rules, regulations can ever come upon me anymore. It's like in the Bible. They were asking Jesus Christ, if you divorce your wife, do you still have authority over him? Jesus says no. Once the woman is divorced from you, you do not have authority on top of that woman. She's gone away from you. Once Nigeria expires on the 31st, Nigeria has no more power over you. You can go back home and say, Nigeria, let's go to court. If it's fight, we fight. Because the people that is ruling you, you are stronger than them. You are more clever, more intelligent, more stronger than them. Where are you running? Boko Haram is running up and down. But who is Boko Haram? The Biafrans are more resilient, more forceful, more powerful, more intellectual than the people carrying gun. Which gun? If you remember, I was told during Nigerian Biafra war, our men ran out of ammunition. They were using hands. Commandos, marine commanders. Commando. They will use their physical hand, dislodge you and your gun. Use their hand and bend you. That is the strength of the Biafrans, especially the Igbos. We fight. We don't run away. I don't know this present generation. As soon as they hear gun, they run. They point the gun up and shoot it, you run. Let the gun point at you. If you ask the Zulu people what they endured, the white Afrikaners were shooting them. The person you're shooting is still coming after you. The people who are holding gun drop their gun and run. So let somebody who is shooting you run away, not you running. He sent you away. In your homeland, you have oil. Passenger, they are using it to fly jets, and they are laughing. Because once they bring on, you run. They occupy your land. We are talking about the Northerners and the Hausas. They are playing with the Igbo girls. Do you know you cannot shake a Muslim woman? As a man, you can never come close to shaking a Muslim woman. Talk less of having sex with her. But our women... And I must tell you, I'm not part of those that blame our women. Our women have been impoverished. That is the reason why they are in the situation they are. If things are not removed away from our land, our women are respectful, they have dignity, they have integrity. But because what they're supposed to have in their own lands have been removed away from them, leaving them in penury. When a woman is in want, she needs to do her hair. She needs to get her cream. She needs to bath. She needs to look clean. But there's nobody to give her that money. What other alternative does she have than to get into prostitution with those who have the money? Richard Obama was talking about the other day that he slept with Ojukwu's wife. Kiss and tell. So our women, I was said it about last week. Once any nation, once your women has been touched in any nation, it's to bring the dignity of men down. Dr. Wilson, before he left, he has already preached it. Go home and marry your women. But how can you go home when there's no peace? This is the time we have to fight and fight and fight until we get our land. If we don't, nobody will do it for us. Those who are watching you will come there and occupy your land, because that's their mission. Their mission is to get rid of you, but they have done it for too long. How many years now? Most of us, if I can go back home tomorrow, I'll be the most happiest man. I am fed up staying in a foreign land. I'm not happy here. Because no matter what you are, this is not your land. Go back home. That's where you have peace. That's where you have happiness. And enjoy yourself. We are in Malaysia. We are in Kuala Lumpur. We are in China. We are in Japan. We are, director said this earlier, we are the only migratory human being.
Go and check now.
Apart from birds.
Go and check now. Go back and check.
As long as somebody shouts at you, run.
Yes, sir.
Let's go home and fight and fight and get our nation back. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very, very much, Barrister, for that. I think people were calling to hear your voice, and they have done so. Who else wants to speak, please? Yes, let him speak. After him, then you speak, Kano.
My name is Nnaboike Nnadi, the former Akwa Ittah Ndoke. Director, I thank you. I thank Karomanda. I thank Paris Tema Mezo and Uchimafu. I'm very happy that you were able to secure the transmitter. It is a great thing for us to gather here today because Radio Biafra has done something great, bringing Biafrans together. It is not an easy something. Many people have tried this many times and they have failed. I really thank you for all you've done. Now I want to talk to all our brothers all over the world, because one of the problems we have in this struggle is the kind of Christianity that have penetrated into our lands. It has taken away the critical mindset of Biafran people. Because when you discuss with some lawyers, even professors, you'll be quite disappointed. Because some of these churches that have entered our villages, the way they brainwash our people, they tell our people to change their names. They tell them that why they are poor is because of their name. One of my friends had to change his surname to Freshen. Yes. His name is Freshen. His family name is Wawara.
So he was, is what?
I don't know where he got the name. That the problem is his name. They told our people that change your name, you have better life. They tell our people that what have been causing road accidents, that demons and witches are responsible. So they take away their critical mindset so that they will no longer look at the politicians. They think they are the problems. They tell them why you cannot marry. It's because your uncle is responsible. So they don't understand that the men are jobless. That is the only reason why the women cannot get husbands. Because men that cannot feed themselves, how can they get married? So these are the problems we are having. So people should begin to preach to other people. Begin to tell them that some of these things you see around you that you call churches, they are actually business organizations established to make profit. So you continue to tell people. By the time you tell them, many people will come to their senses. Secondly, this struggle, Director, yes, I'll also try to tell you that to find a place, because recently we had so many things about the leadership of Radio Biafra and that of Bilie. So I want to tell you to find a way in your heart, and the people, the leadership of Bilie, which I believe they are listening, to have a reconciliatory ground for the sake of millions of Biafrans who are dying, for the sake of 70% of our young men and women who are jobless, for the sake of our children who do not have access to quality medical facilities, free education, please, to reconcile. Because myself, I am also a member of Bilie. On 26th of August, all of us gathered, many Biafrans. Karomondi led us that day, and that was the carnival day, preaching Biafra, talking to people. To even when police stopped this our brother here, Anaro, told Anna not to share the flyer. Anna disobeyed. Huh? Yes.
Yeah, the police.
Police said called him and said, they gathered him and said he should stop sharing the flyer. And he continued.
British police.
Yes. He continued sharing. We walked that day. I left there around 7. So please, Director, for the sake of Biafran people, we should try to make peace. Because when we are united, we'll be able to fight this war. Not being united with... we know there are some Judases that will come into this struggle. Even when you go to Facebook, Bilie Facebook, Radio Biafra Facebook, you see how people are, what people are saying. We understand. But when we are together, we'll be able to fight this battle better. Because I believe that in every struggle, there are many ways. People will go through violence. People will go through non-violence. There are other people that will go through political ways. Let us believe that every group could be important in this struggle. Just like when you are pursuing AWI in the village. Like you always talk about village things sometimes. when you are pursuing Ewe in the village, you identify the whole of this Ewe. You smoke it out. You also identify the alternative routes where this Ewe may escape. Some people will stay there with big sticks waiting for this Ewe. So when you smoke this Ewe, it will find a way to escape. People who are displaced, anywhere it goes, there will be people there to kill the Ewe. Sometimes when we are waiting for this Ewe, a big python may come out and everybody will put hand and kill it. Please let us unite and try for the sake of this struggle, because this is the only opportunity we have, because Biafra is at hand. I can feel it, and any reasonable person can feel it. And so let's fight together so that we'll get Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You've spoken very well. Very, very well. But I think I must come in to respond to what you've said. Do Bilie believe in armed struggle? Have you asked them, do they believe in armed struggle?
There are some members in Bilie that believe in
armed struggle. No, I'm asking the Bilie itself, do they believe in armed struggle?
No.
Because I believe in armed today.
No.
And I'll tell you what happens. Then what are we talking about then? Then that is not possible, because if we go into war, they will go and meet our enemies and tell them where we are. And we can't afford that. If they do it, we'll kill them. They know that very well. So the best thing for us not to do at this point is to try to shed blood. I am an Igbo soil, and I grew up in the village. You don't shed blood on Igbo soil because our land is holy. You must understand that. You don't shed blood on our land. There's one chief from my place, Dudukoro, we used to call him. If you come into Obi Igbo on the right-hand side, once you go over the bridge, the second junction, all the flat land from there to Eleme Junction, he owns it. But they took it from him after the war. Chief Alozie, one of our brothers from Ibeku, was a police officer then. This man was playing a very high stake deal. And this, our brother, police officer then in Port Harcourt, someone up and said, "Oh, Dede, what are you doing?" And he was killed. And every money Dudukoro made and trained every child, anybody, any of his children that ate that money he made from that deal went mad. That's Cecilia, the first son, everybody in that family. This Sydney, who is now in the U.S., those that escaped were those that his friends took and trained. Everybody that ate that money went mad. That is why I don't play with our land. Our land is very, very sacred. You don't mess about with it. We don't want to shed blood of our own people on our land. They don't believe in armed struggle. I do. Anybody telling you that Hausa people enjoying all your money will one day come and say that, and I say, "Hey, you take Biafra, the person is in cloud cuckoo land. We are going to fight our way to our freedom." That's how I want it personally. I don't want it any other way. I want Yorubas to be defeated in the battlefield. So are the Hausas as well. Because nobody will come to their rescue anymore. Do you think America will deploy troops to go and defend Muslims to go and come and kill Christians again? American public will allow that to happen? Do you think Britain will mobilize troops and send to... They are finished. They are finished. You know, remember the veteran in Canada? He said he's only then one Biafran soldier against 10 of them, armed. He said to me that if I stand in front of a Hausa soldier, I disable him within 5 seconds.
That's what I'm saying.
Disable.
Yeah.
He will never get up again. He will be dead. They were trained to pull your face off with their bare hands. They pull the skin on your face. It will come out. And people think that we are here to be talking nonsense. You know that the case has been adjourned to February. Are you aware of that? Was the case heard the last time they went to court? Apolite. You know, people, you look like the Lemini man with all this nonsense on the head and no lumi. The cow stretch. Not adding in court. They send them away. Come back again. I think their lawyer said the Osoroku Bajiri, so mama and the mother had abscess on the leg. Millions of people dying, children dying in South Africa. Anakiri. We didn't go to court to go and get freedom. We went to God to go and pray. There are certain prayers contained. Did you kill us? We have MASOP members in prison. We want them released. That's what we went to court for. No court can give you your freedom. Did court give Mandela freedom?
No.
Do you want me to read what Mandela said? It's on my wall on Facebook. That they will go to battle and fight. That is how you get your freedom. If your enemies now see you that you're ready, they'll then say, "Nah, Let's give them this thing. We don't want to lose everything. You have to force Hausa Fulani people to go on the defensive. They have been on the offensive all this while. When we started the war, we were on the offensive and we were winning. As soon as we got to it, I started retreating, the war was lost. Nobody fights a defensive war and survives it. You must be on the offensive. As the Americans in Helmand province and in Kandahar, Taliban, they attack. They come to you and they attack you. You'll be the one to run. So we have learned from the mistakes of the past and it won't happen again. If you go to Bilie and they say that today, somebody talked about cleansing. I think it was a brother that called here. Luckily enough, we have a river now in Enugu. They said it's holy river. Anybody, all the Nazareth buses would divert them there to go and swim in the river. When they come out, then we take them in. The river will cleanse them. They said the river is spiritual. It cleanses you. Maybe our prophet here knows where the river is coming from. I don't know. We are waiting.
I know you tell us how it happened.
We are still on the air. We are on the air. We are on the air, please. And the world is listening. We are on the air. This is Radio Biafra. We must make it very clear. Any day that Belier believes in armed conflict, we welcome them back. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Have they gone?
No, they have gone. They have gone. Who has something else to say? Yes, go ahead. They have not said anything.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. Good evening and good morning, everyone. Please.
Stand up, please, because it's affecting the frequency.
Yeah.
Go ahead, it's better.
I just want to say something because today is our meeting. There are many things to, you know, talk about, but I think sometimes you can't say everything on the air. So there are things. I know other people have things to, you know, speak out. So like somebody like me, I have a lot to say. Because when I started talking, you know, saying my own opinion, then it won't be funny on air. So I will rather withdraw some and wait for the meeting time, you know, for me to speak. There are many things we thought today here, and a lot of people have said something. There are some things that is going on in our land, that is Biafra land. I said it before, if something that is happening there is not provoking anyone, it's provoking me. And I can do something that nobody will believe in this country, UK. But I don't want to go much about that, but I'm waiting for the meeting point, then I will say something. But today, we are talking about what Rochas is doing, and somebody open up somehow, because we haven't thought about this in Radio Biafra. The first time I called Radio Biafra and the first time I called Radio Biafra and I spoke about our women, then a lot of people was arguing and why would somebody say this kind of a thing? And now everybody can see this. Everybody can see this now that our women has run away. They are the people that put us in this cage now. They sold us to our enemies, our women. Because there in Lagos, Abuja, our women have gone beyond control. I don't know how to put it. These people have done evil. That is why everywhere they went to, evil. Our women, Biafran women, they have done evil. They have sold our strength. They have sold it to these people because anytime they are sleeping with all these people, they ask them even they so they are, you know what I mean. So it's not something I cannot explain it. They have sold us. That is why somebody like Rochas is doing pimping. Ojuzokano, all of them has done that, because Ojuzokano started doing this when he was in school, doing it for all these emirs and all that, going to Brazil, pick girls for them and all that. Then that is what Rochas came back to Igbo land and to do. So Rochas now, Imo State, people from Imo State should stop and, you know,
not Imo, Biafra, entire Biafra.
Yes,
Imo.
And tackle this, because this is an evil. This girl they are talking about now, Nkiru, is from Ungwa. Is from Abia State. And I don't know how the game played for her to be working with Rochas in Imo State. Live in Imo State government house. Then any Aboki that came, any Alahaji that came to Imo State, then you will go, because the girl is like a mistress.
Yes.
Just fair like that, and is attractive. So Rochas is now using that one, and not only that one, there are other girls. 17 years.
17.
Oh, 18, 17. All of them, there are many working for Rochas. All these things, people has, you know, people has been walking around, going around, around. Nobody has spoke this, because if you say this, Rochas will send his boys to go and pick you. And this, that is why we need to go straight to the point and know how to tackle these people. This is evil going on. And this thing that is going on now, please, we have to go out of air and discuss about something.
And we'll do so now.
Yeah, we talk about something. People will say their mind, because there is something going on. We need to be doing something, because me, I am ready. Anytime, any minute, I am ready. Because these people, they have touched the bone. They have go to the bone. They have went to the bone. Because any Igbo man or any Biafra man who doesn't hear the sound or the pain of this thing going on now in Biafra land, that person, anyway, there is something going on now. All the Biafra men, 60% of Biafra men have mental in their head. Yes. Go and check.
Of course, when your women are in
Abuja, they can't speak straight anymore. All of them, 60% of Biafra men, I'm telling you the truth. You will see somebody you know, even if he's driving Jeep, because a lot of things, evil has visited our people.
It's very terrible.
So that is why now we have to start practicing something, doing something, so that is why I just get up to say, please, can we go out of...
We'll go off air in a minute. After him, then we'll bring, and then Karamonde will bring the program to a close, please. So we can go off air and discuss very sensitive things. Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
My name is Oliver Mbano from Isala Mbano of Biafra. It's very, very appalling. And what is really happening in our country is very, very appalling. On a race, or Hindi born, Adrakondia. The children of Israelites suffered for 400 years. Just one day, God remembered them, their lives were turned around. We are celebrating the icon that has died today. That is Nelson Mandela, because he sacrificed a lot. We have a lot of things to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice a lot of things to achieve what we are saying. It's not just saying it for saying sake. Everybody will come up and speak. Everybody will come up and speak. There must be a step to be taken. And what is that step we are going to take? What are the measures are we taking to achieve whatever we are saying? If this person will stand and talk, this person will stand and talk, at the end of the day, all I also karawasan when the one away. When you brite, when you kubrite yeko, when you tabrite yeko, Dick and Harry will stand and talk. At the end of the day, ya woroka wo karagire wasa when the one away. So what are the measures are we going to apply to achieve this goal?
We'll do so on off air, as I said. We'll do so off air. In a minute, good. We'll do so.
Now, this struggle of achieving our freedom it is really, really important. And we are doing it. I want to encourage the leadership. I want to encourage everybody. We've been trying, and like one of the speakers said, he's being mocked. We shall face challenges. And it's not, nobody will say, yes, it's going to be easy. It's not really. But we have to face it squarely. What we are enjoying in this country today, many people sacrificed it. People died. Like leadership has just said, fight. Because many people don't want to sacrifice. We saw suffering from Nigeria, in Nigeria where we are coming from, and wallowing down here for greener pasture. Oh, but them is amazing. Somebody sacrificed time, was sincere to
and
do
they
that.
Died.
And they died. They died.
Oliver Cromwell.
So many
men.
People died today, yes, to achieve that. So I believe that we are going to achieve it. It's not like only a many procrastination, only a many this person did it, it didn't work out. And he said, no, it's the lazy man's excuses. It's lazy man's excuses. When we have come up, I put la. It might not be our generation that might achieve it. It might not be, it might be. But let that be a step which we have already taken up. So I want to encourage all of us that, coming up for this cause and so on. Now, this evil that has been ringing bell in our own homeland, I am beckoning on the leadership. If I end up this, let there be a communique. It's a kind of my own opinion. A communique to the, Rogers or Korocha. Let there be a community. Move on our MHA. Sometimes an MHA meeting and we will communicate. Sometimes after a meeting, a congress like this, I come up with a communique signed by different individuals to that Rogers or Korocha. We put him there. And he has disappointed us. The last, there's something they do in Catholic Church, they celebrating the end of a liturgical year, they call a Corpus Christi. He went to cathedral to worship like every other person. The bishop changed the sermon and faced him squarely and finished him and drained his wife. Oh, we are here putting him from church. And bishop was this man who stood on the forefront to make sure this man was on seat. Everybody came out and fought for Rogers or Crocher to make sure that he's on seat. Now Hakim is laughing at us. Trust me. It's very, very appalling. And this thing, he has touched our pride. Our women are our pride. And he cannot continue that way. Ofonye, Sere, Oha, Oha, Sere, Ofonye, Ofonya, Gericha. We have to give Rogers his place. And who will do that? Not those people at home. Not my poor mother in the village. Because many of them are looking up to us. We are in Western country. Now, cast your memory back when you were in Nigeria. You have not been to overseas before. Look at how you look at people in overseas in diaspora. That is how they are looking at us. So, Rogers has touched our pride. And we must come out with a communique issued, vividly signed. And as Arushirawa, so they have touched our pride. And these are our women, like you just said, many of 60% of Biafran are going mad. When your wife goes out and starts messing up, it will affect you. It will weaken your system. That is why I say women are our pride. So that has to stop. So I want to beg the leadership, please. Let that be a communique coming out today, signed. That Rogers, we have discovered you are evil, and your evil has found you out. That enough is enough. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We must crave the just for everybody to bring this program to an end right now. But before we do so, we must go to the line to take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. My brothers and sisters over there, and good evening to our listeners, wherever you are. My name is Ingozi Modern. I'm calling from Sweden. Please, let me go straight to the point. I want to announce our meeting coming up tomorrow, immediately after the broadcast. Please, all Biafra women, and when I say Biafra women, I don't mean only Igbo women. If a Biafran with other states that makes up Biafra, or by marriage, you believe in freedom, equity and justice, join us. Just add MADU 1040, MADU 1040, all one word, and you will be there. Please, this meeting is also important. If you have added yourself in our Facebook page, don't forget to add your friends, I mean female friends also, and also men that are adding themselves there, sending requests, using a female district. Please stop confusing me. That site is for, it's only for women. Stop bringing confusion there. Please, I beg you. I will not take it easy with you again when I discover you are a man, posing yourself as a woman. Please, I'm not here to joke. And again, Mrs. Irene Ezike, the secretary, Sandra Ezoma, who is our PRO assistant, and the world, please, it is important that you come on immediately for this program. We have to have a brief meeting, even if it's 20 minutes. We have to iron some things out before tomorrow. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Maybe it's, thank you very much, Ngozi Madam. Maybe it's one of the people now who are not well. I think they are women. You know, when men are not thinking they are women, it's a good one. Serious problem. Please, that group is just for women only. Please, and Carol, if you can help us bring the program to an end so we can...
Yes, it's very nice to hear from Ngozi. Actually, she's lifted the end of the program there for me. It's been a somber evening today with hearing of the Igbo girls being used. The little brother died recently. And, of course, we heard from Dr. Akujesi, who always makes me feel humbled indeed. And he did say that we must refrain from any form of misjustice. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to go the crooked way, Director, as you mentioned earlier, and try and steal the money to get Biafra. We cannot have dirty hands. We must do it with clean hands, as the spiritual leader said. And therefore, you know, I ask everybody, this is a bigger fight than just Biafra coming out of Nigeria. This is God's lineage. If anybody understands the Bible and understands the teachings, they know that this is the original people. This is a fight between God and the devil. Or actually, I shall say the Creator. 1914 is a significant date for many people. And earlier I heard them mention about the Yorubas being Masonic, which interests me highly. As you know, members of my family have been approached by Masonic lodges on a number of occasions, and I quite refer to them as quite demonic, and we've refrained from involving ourselves with them. And it's interesting to note that in 1914, it was a reverend who started a business for the Yorubais and formed this society. The same year, isn't it coincidence? 1914 seems a significant date. 1914 was the amalgamation. And also those who study the Bible, the Hebrews and Christians, will understand that 1914 actually marks the end of days, if they work it out, which I'll go into deeper, probably on Facebook. So this is a fight between God and the devil. Everyone asks me why I'm here, why am I not a Biafran, why am I in this? I believe it is a calling to do this. If I leave this, I think I'll get sick, because every time I try to, I seem to get sick. This is a calling from the Creator. It is to bring about the end of days, and it is time to let these people free. They have been suffering as it was written, and it's time to stand up. Every Biafran in the world must be told that Biafra must stand. Every Biafran must have the option to decide for himself to help Biafra. The humble must come forward. The leaders have been corrupted and led astray. A Nigerian official even wrote it on the Facebook the other day, the southern governors have gone. There's not one of them that will stand for Biafra, because they paid them all off. It is the humble people, the children of God, that are returning home and need to be freed. They have enough of suffering now. Those in the world that believe this and understand that will also stand up and assist these people to have their freedom. Thank you and good night.
Thank you very much for that. And on that rather very reflective note, we bring the program to an end. Barrister has taken a chair on the floor. Please, you will want to hear from you as well, please. And so we can bring this program to an end, if you may.
Yes, Karamonde, thank you for the support you've given to all Biafrans. And in fact, your words very encouraging to everybody. And I take this opportunity to thank those who are here and those who were able to get through. Tomorrow is another day that we cannot give up until Biafra is restored. That is the promise we are making to everybody. We cannot give up until Biafra is restored because we've suffered enough and we cannot run away from our homelands where we're supposed to be. And that is what everybody should tell themselves, that you will not give up. Thank you, Director, and all of you, may God bless you.
Thank you very much, Barrister Mamezu. Thank you, everyone, all of you that came out today, those that have actually gone out to attend one function or the other. It's not because they don't have regard for what we are doing. It's because they have prior commitment, and the fact that they drove a few miles to come here to tell us that is indicative of their seriousness and devotion to their country. Once again, we thank all of you, and as Barrister said, those that got through, those that didn't get through, it's been a bit jaundiced program, I would say, because it's been really, really intermittent. We also hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow. Continue to spread the news. Regardless of what they say, you must continue to tell people about Radio Biafra, the work we are doing. So during Judgment Day, we'll say to, when they come to you and say, oh, you said, but I told you, I gave you the flyer, and you said no. Because I am unforgiving. When it comes to Biafra, I can forgive you any crime in this life, but when you play with Biafra, I will never forgive you. So it's important that they realize this. When we go into the next phase of the meeting, we'll be able to address very delicate and very sensitive questions. But one thing we put out on the air is this, that we intend to fight for our freedom. And we'll get it. We will get our freedom this time around. Nobody's going to stop us. If they like, they can try and see what will happen to them. We have done something that nobody has ever done before. We've actually gone out and bought a transmitter. So it means that it is not every Biafran you give money to who will eat it. That's what it means. And maybe from now onwards we can begin to trust each other a lot more better. Rather than sitting down somewhere and being very jealous, you come out and do what they are doing. If you think you can do it. You know, by having coordinators everywhere, we found out those who can run office and those who can't. You know, some people were given, they said, I want to be a coordinator of this country. We gave it to them. They can't do it. And it's dawned on them that they cannot do it. There is a lot involved in what we are doing. We need freedom fighters, not members. And that is why we say all the time that Biafra encompasses everything we are looking for. And for some of us, it is our religion. If you want to worship God in truth and honesty, you go through Biafra. It's a good thing that Karamonde has not even observed that. As a white woman, Biafra is the only thing that gets you very close to God, because when detectives are looking for something, they look for clues. Is that correct? If you want to solve a crime, you look for clues. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there any other race on this earth that reveres the land the way we do? That respects the land the way we do? Is there any other race on this very earth that has natural justice built into their mindset as a people? We are to commit murder is a crime against the land. Where you cannot take somebody else's wife. Where you cannot go and farm and cross the boundary, the natural boundary. No other people has this. And then who says we are not the children of God? When every aspect of our life, everything that we do, is indicative that we are holy people. Everything. Forget about your arrow that came 4 days ago, or your mom and 88. I said it's like mass up to frighten you so you don't ask the Dibia questions. That's all. It's not our culture. Our culture, we work and we worship Chukwu Abiyama. We work and we worship him. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. We are not fetish. We don't believe in masquerades. We never did. All these things are all borrowed cultures, not part of us. Those that want to know our history should go and keep researching. Speak to Ekwencha and you speak to Odeni, but be able to point in the right direction. That is where we say that Biafra is our religion. Every night from London on this station, we worship. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, protect, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, he will bless Biafra.
Thank you.
your throne. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets peal. We shall always remember.